Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Quick question, everyone. When I say RV or travel trailer, what's the top brand that immediately comes to mind? Well, as we move into the B block, that's going to be today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. And Winnebago CEO Michael Happy is about to join the program that's being sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Because unforeseen world happenings, unknown situations, and more could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you get your travels protected at TravelGuard.com/Gary.
We absolutely do. Packing a travel guard and travel insurance plan, it's just one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including medical expenses and evacuations, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, there's trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, prescriptions replacement, I mean, roadside assistance, think about it, work-related cancellations. You'll have somebody available to you 24-7 and so much more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
The Chief Travel Leader Conversation is our highest profile segment on the program that has us talking regularly with C-suite executives of leading travel companies and organizations. Today, our focus is on the camping and outdoor sector of travel, and as Robert said at the rejoin, Michael Happy, CEO of Winnebago, is holding for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline, and we welcome him now.
Mike, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. So listen, Winnebago certainly is synonymous with luxurious motorhomes, towables. Many folks listening may not know that the company was incorporated back in 1958. Today you have over 6,000 employees with operations in Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Florida, all states the show is being heard in currently. And the company also includes other brands such as Grand Design RV and Newmar, as well as boats carrying the Chris Craft and Barletta brands. So where are you experiencing the greatest growth currently, and how do RVs, towable trailers, and boats all help create success for Winnebago?
Well, again, thanks for having me. We are passionate about the outdoors, and the portfolio that you just described is one that's been in transformation and been building here at our company for the last number of years. But we are fans of family and friends creating great memories in the outdoors. And our RVs and boats are mediums to those memories and those great experiences. And so thus the growing portfolio of not just recreational vehicle products that we're known for, but also boats. You know, you asked a question about, you know, what's been popular lately. I would point to, on the boat side, pontoons have been a category with momentum within the marine industry over the past number of years. Their versatility has increased. The technology on the pontoons continues to grow. And the amount of fun that a family can have on a pontoon just continues to increase. So that category has grown as well. And towable RVs are really the driver on the recreational vehicle side. They tend to be more affordable than your motorized RVs, although those have been popular as well. But we have a great brand in Grand Design, which is the fastest growing brand of towable RVs in the history of the industry. And that brand in particular continues to make great products for our customers to enjoy.
Mike, whether it's been the CEO of Lazy Days RV, KOA, Outdoorsy RVIA, and others, the camping and outdoor sector of travel gets a good amount of attention from us on the show. And the growth we've seen in the industry over the past few years has been strong. The pandemic boost, of course, wasn't necessarily going to maintain the same levels. But I do think it changed travel patterns, attracting a younger crowd to camping and outdoor travel. And certainly from many people we've had on the show, including the marine and boating sector of travel, and you just mentioned a stronger interest in pontoons and the fact that you guys are making boats as well. There's been strong growth there as well. Curious, with the current climate that we're in 2024, with high interest rates, inflation, and a challenging economy, have you had to make any adjustments to offer more affordable products? You certainly have a ton of offerings. What's that situation looking like?
Well, we certainly were the beneficiary of the rush to the outdoors, during the pandemic, and that, you know, crisis was initially potentially existential, But it really turned into quite a positive surprise for us as consumers of all kinds rush to the outdoors to spend time safely with family and friends. And you mentioned some of the trends we saw. Younger consumers, we've also seen more diverse consumers come to the outdoors here over the last 4 or 5 years. So from a secular standpoint, looking forward 10 to 20 years, we are very bullish on the popularity of the outdoors. We think there's a physical and mental wellness aspect and benefit to it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a place where people are going to continue to spend more time. But we have made adjustments. The industry cooled off, both on the RV and the marine side. Cumulative inflation and rising interest rates have certainly dented affordability of the lifestyle here in the short term. And we have had to make adjustments, both in terms of, you know, managing our cost expense and production rates on a daily basis, but also being creative and trying to find ways to maintain the affordability of our products with our consumers. And that just means going back to the drawing board with our product development teams or engineering teams to make sure that the products are composed of the right features at the right value price points for our consumers.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned all the employees that work for Winnebago and your brand. Certainly Mary and I have experienced firsthand the continued staff shortages at hotels and resorts. We know theme parks have struggled, you know, to staff to desired levels. Boeing claims a number of their production issues right now are related to employee shortages as well as finding qualified and skilled workers. Indiana, it's an interesting state to me because so many RVs are manufactured there. I know you're in the four different locations that I mentioned, but I'm curious if you're satisfied with current staffing levels, Mike. And more importantly, what are some of the benefits Winnebago offers workers to attract and retain them that may not be the case with some of the other companies in the business?
Well, specific to the state of Indiana, we do have four businesses in one particular county there, Elkhart County, which is one of the, you know, really nerve centers of RV production, especially. We also make our Barletta pontoons in that county. We have great cultural reputations within our brands and businesses. And so people do desire to work for our brands and businesses because of the strong and healthy cultures that we work to maintain. And as much as you might think it may be difficult to attract and retain employees in typical industries, our businesses do a pretty good job of it. We ramp down respectfully, and we ramp up with excitement and lure a lot of those previous employees back to work for us. You know, really, I would say the things that we focus on, you know, we care for the employees so that our employees care for our customers. And employee safety is the first imperative. We want our employees to go home every night in the same condition they walked in the morning. And we've been very focused on improving and being a leader in employee safety. But we also take care of the benefit side as well. And not just health benefits, but, you know, other benefits which can secure a prosperous future, like, you know, 401k accounts and access to other benefits. So it's a holistic approach.
I think what you say, you take care of your employees, the employees take care of you. I agree with that 100%.
Right. So before we end today, today's motorhomes and towable trailers are sophisticated over past year's models. Some people may actually be more comfortable and have more tech than what they have at home. Talk a little bit about the product innovation side of your business, because you certainly are working hard with an advanced technology division to help travelers.
And have many patents. Yeah. An unbelievable number of patents, right?
Well, we are not the low-cost, high-volume producers in the industry. We're a differentiator. And so to be successful at a differentiator, one of those elements has to be innovation and really applying technology in a valued way for consumers. And so we are working on a lot of different innovation trends, including electrification. We have worked on concept all-electric boats, concept all-electric RV vans. We have purchased a lithium-ion battery pack company here recently because house power is going electric on so many of these products. And so we do have to stay focused on being innovative. We have premium brands. We ask you know, for premium price points from our consumers, but we've got to back that up with differentiation, something they can't find on our competitive products. And innovation has to be one of those main drivers of difference.
Let me ask you real quick. I mean, you joined Winnebago a little over 8 years ago. I know before that you were with Toro. Winnebago and Toro, they are two brands that enjoy a lot of trust and a lot of loyalty from Americans. So we only have about 45 seconds left, but anything that you brought from your experience at Toro to now Winnebago that has positively benefited your leadership there?
Well, I appreciate your compliments to both those brands and those companies. Toro's a high-quality company with a number of premium brands, both B2C and B2B. You know, I grew up under some great leaders who focused on both servant leadership, but also the balance between people and performance in driving a successful business. And along with the full value chain of dealer development, product development, you know, manufacturing environments being of high quality, you know, all of those were very beneficial when I had the chance to come to Winnebago Industries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we aspire to create, you know, our own success story. We're 66 years old. We want to celebrate our 100th anniversary someday with prosperity.
And God willing, you will.
I'm
on that.
Sure,
so, Mike, listen, really appreciate your time today. We know it's a busy period. So hopefully you'll stay in touch now, and we'll have you back at some point. So best of luck to you and the Winnebago team. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
So we appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there goes Michael. Happy CEO Winnebago, folks. As we get ready to step aside for some important sponsor messages, RJ is coming at you again with the Open Road and the D-Block this hour. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead in about 20 minutes as we take you to Little Rock. There's going to be a busy hour or two ahead for sure. But next, it's Rudy and Airline Branding. Eight more segments are still coming your way. Your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.